Fact check, Elizabeth Warren falsely claims Amy Klobuchar's healthcare plan only two paragraphs. By Christina Wong on February 19, 2020. Claim, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, claimed that she went online to read Senator Amy Klobuchar's healthcare plan and it was only two paragraphs. Verdict, false. Klobuchar's healthcare plan is more than two paragraphs. During the ninth Democrat debate, Warren addressed Klobuchar, telling her, Amy, I looked online at your plan, it's two paragraph. Klobuchar's campaign website has a page dedicated to her healthcare plan, and it is more than two paragraphs. It consists of five paragraphs. Healthcare, Amy supports universal healthcare for all Americans. And she believes the quickest way to get there is through a public option that expands Medicare or Medicaid. She supports changes to the Affordable Care Act to help bring down costs to consumers, including providing cost-sharing reductions, making it easier for states to put reinsurance in place, and continuing to implement delivery system reform. And she's been fighting her whole life to bring down the cost of prescription drugs. Read more about Amy's healthcare policies here. Prescription drugs. When people are sick, their focus should be on getting better, rather than on how they can afford their prescriptions. Yet drug prices are an increasing burden across our country. Amy has been a champion when it comes to tackling the high costs of prescription drugs. She has authored proposals to lift the ban on Medicare negotiations for prescription drugs, allow personal importation of safe drugs from countries like Canada, and stop pharmaceutical companies from blocking less expensive generics. Read more about Amy's prescription drug policies here. Addiction and mental health. Amy's dad struggled with alcoholism and she saw the toll that mental health and substance use disorders can take on families and communities. As president, Amy will combat substance use disorder and prioritize mental health, including launching new prevention and early intervention initiatives, expanding access to treatment, and giving Americans a path to sustainable recovery. Her plan will ensure that everyone has the right and the opportunity to be pursued by grace and receive effective, professional treatment and help. Read more about Amy's policies to combat addiction and prioritize mental health here. Reproductive rights. When it comes to women's health, it's clear that there is a concerted effort to attack, undermine and eliminate a woman's right to make her own healthcare decisions. The recent bans in states are dangerous, they are unconstitutional, and they are out of step with the majority of Americans. Amy will continue working to protect the health and lives of women across the country. Seniors, building on Amy's leadership in the Senate when it comes to lowering the cost of prescription drugs and addressing the challenges our seniors face, Amy will tackle Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia, enhance health care and retirement security, keep Social Security and Medicare strong, invest in long-term care and caregivers, reduce skyrocketing prescription drug costs and combat senior fraud and abuse. Read more about Amy's policies for seniors here. Follow Breitbart News Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.